This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
All right, life is a highway. Well, sometimes on that highway, you see a lot of Subarus, Subaru Outbacks, for example. And here to tell us more about Subaru and its plans in the United States, we have Thomas Dahl. He is Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, Subaru of America. Thomas Dahl, good to have you with us on Bloomberg.
Hi, Pim. Hi, Bonnie. How are you guys doing today?
We're great. Explain a little bit about your strategy in the United States. Tell me about the factory where you build the Subaru Outback wagon, the legacy sedans, and the Tribeca SUVs.
Well, we have a quite a large factory in Lafayette, Indiana, which is the home of Purdue University. It's about a 450 to 500 acre parcel of property that we own out there that, as you said, we construct the legacy Outback and Forestall. And it's about 50% of what we sell in the United States is produced here in the United States.
Do you have enough land there to expand the factory?
Of course, yes. We have enough land there to probably, if we wanted to, we could even add a second full factory if there's so much land there.
And any plans to do so?
That's constantly being discussed with our parent company, Fuji Heavy Industries in Japan, because with the yen dollar exchange rate being what it is, at I think currently it's around 81 or 82 yen to the dollar, and it's been as low as 77, it becomes more difficult with production in Japan to import those vehicles into the United States. And then more importantly, to get them transported, you know, from the various ports of entry
right
to the dealer. So it at some point, a decision could be made to bring further production to the United States.
Okay, and are we talking about specific models? Because I know, for example, you've got the Forester SUV, the Impreza sedan, and wagon. Are those the kinds of models that might move to Indiana from Japan?
That would be correct. But, you know, we haven't decided, you know, which one of those car lines would be moved.
Right. How do you make those decisions? I mean, is this a situation where you compile lots of data, you talk to the dealership? How do you, what's the inputs that that help you make a conclusion?
That's a really good question. Probably the inputs are cost to manufacture and cost to ship. And then, obviously, what would be the incremental profit margin that could be earned by producing the vehicles in the United States, because, you know, there's a lot to it. You know, there's the transportation cost, getting it from vessel shipping from Japan.
Right. Maybe you're getting imported at the port of Long Beach in California.
That's correct. You know, our ports on the West Coast are Vancouver, Washington, and Richmond, California, which is outside of San Francisco. And then you've got exactly, so you're going to truck or you're going to rail. And so you've got those inland transportation costs from the West Coast, and likewise on the East Coast, you've got the ports on the eastern part that you're railing or you're trucking to points inland. So a lot of it has to do with the inland transportation costs as well.
Tell us about sales. You're going to finish 2012 with about 320,000 units moved. What is your next volume goal?
Well, that was the old estimate.
Did you break through it?
Well, and this, it's kind of interesting. We closed the month of November, as you're alluding to, very strong. In November, our sales were 28,206, and we just closed under 300,000 units, which I know is small in the car industry, but for us it's quite a milestone. And in fact, on December the 1st, we actually exceeded 300,000 units in the United States for the first time.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So we're very excited about that. So probably for this year, we're going to end up probably somewhere north of about 330,000 vehicles in the United States. And, of course, we're looking for a strong December. You know, the November closed out real strong. As you know, you probably saw the numbers yesterday. The market was about, 1 million units, and I think the SAAR was about 15.5. That's the seasonally adjusted annual selling rate. It was about 15.5 million, and it was the best monthly SAAR since January, I believe, of 2008. So the year's going to close out fairly strong, and we want to make sure that we get our share of that.
Indeed. We talk about getting your share of that. That's a good point because, Thomas, I want to find out your share of the overall investment that Subaru is willing to make around the world? Do they give you like a pot of money and say, all right, Thomas Dahl, go out and spend it really well? Or they tell you how many jobs you're allowed? You must be, you know, going through almost internal negotiations. Any clues as to how much money you're going to spend, how many new jobs, what kind of units of production?
Well, our production this year, for the year coming up, I should say, we hope to sell. We usually don't give sales estimates because we like to always, be on the
side. All right, so be
conservative
for us. Go ahead.
Well, I would say at a minimum, we want to do whatever we're going to sell this year, at least plus one. So as a result of that, that would put us probably about half of the annual production that Fuji Heavy Industries, maybe a little bit less than half of what Fuji Heavy Industries as a company would produce worldwide. We're one of the smaller, or if not the smallest, manufacturer. I think this year our parent company is going to produce somewhere about 760,000 vehicles worldwide.
All right, we got to leave it there. I want to thank you very much, Thomas Dahl, Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, Subaru of America.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.